Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Sit with me and feel the truth of this. There is so much here. The human being in disincarnation who sits in the chair, unaware truly of what is around them, unaware of the ancestry of their own Akash, unaware truly of the multidimensional energies that surround them. Each one brought to this place so that they can learn more about the family. Sit with me for a moment and suspend all the earthly things that would get in the way of a pure love, of peace. Suspend for a moment the puzzles of life, all of the things that occupy your brain and that which you call the conscious and subconscious. They're always at work. It is part of survival. It is you dealing with that which you call life. And I'm going to ask you to suspend it. There is a bigger picture, a snapshot just for you, that I'd like to present. But not before I once again, in the now, present something to you which is a metaphor, at the same time a reality, which is the same time an explanation. A man in a jail cell, not that long ago, is writing to his friends about something he is excited about that he has discovered. He's in jail because of his belief. He's making a little too much noise about what he has found. And in those days and where he is jailed, they do not allow dissension. He doesn't know if he's going to get out. He doesn't know if he's going to live. And he suspends all of that. And he writes to his friends on the parchment. And his words are beautiful. He never thought of himself as a writer, but outpours his heart. And he writes to his friends, "I have found peace. I am joyful. I have found that which is God. I have found truth." And he encourages those, even who are not in jail, to look inward and find the love of God. And he is writing to his friends, his personal friends in Corinth and in Ephesus. And his name is Paul. Over 30 years before this was the death of the man he writes about, who showed him the way. He never even knew him. How's that for being quantum?
He used to be Saul of Tarsus, a merchant.
On the road to Damascus, he had a vision where he met the man, or the personification of the man, in angelic form. He was in such a sacred place, it made him fall on his face, on his knees. He felt that which was divine and he knew he had a mission. His words today can be read in what you would call the Holy Scriptures, or what some call the Word of God. And again I say to you, the Word of God, in that case, was the Word of Paul. All the Scriptures on the planet, all of them, given by human beings, under the influence of joy, of wisdom. And you've called them the Word of God. What does that tell you? And true acknowledgement that humans carry within themselves something that is grand as special from the Creator himself, herself, that is beautiful. There are systems upon systems that hide so completely, that seem to be such an invisible puzzle to you. And they're beautiful, and they're all about you. This seeming benevolence that you have found, that you see, that you appreciate, that you are discovering, is absolutely real. There is purpose. This which you call God and Spirit is family. And that benevolence which you are discovering, that is to say, the willingness of the Creator of the universe to come to you with gifts, with love, with purpose, this is real. And the Creator would not do that unless you were a part of creation. There's a peace in you, in every single part of the double helix, which is sacred. And so Paul was channeling. And what he said on the paper today is read in so many places, in such reverence, in such authority. And all he was doing was writing letters to friends, and became Corinthians and Ephesians, and the books that you talk about. And he didn't even know about the systems. All he knew was that he was dearly loved. And that was good enough for him. I would like to tell you about a system. It is so complex that just reeks with benevolence, purpose, love. I'll call it the Akashic Circle. The system of the Akash. Akash, perhaps the word defined as the record of all things. And that record is not just of you. It is also of Gaia. You might say the Akash totally is the record of all things on the planet, including the planet. There is a circle we'll call the Akashic Circle. Today it was spoken of. The Cave of Creation is a name that I gave it. It has been known in many forms. It has been talked about with other names. There truly is no name for it, for it is a system, not a place, although there is a place involved. And it's filled with beauty. In the Earth's crust, you might say, and yet lower than that, in a dimensional suspension, so it cannot be seen or found ever by a human being, there exists sacredness. crystalline in nature, although it is not that which can be counted. In a quantum state, there exists a crystalline structure for every single soul on the planet who will ever be here and whoever was. It's in the now. There is a plan. A plan of arrival and departure. Already existing, there are structures that expect souls to fill them. As there are those coming from other places that come into existence on the planet for the first time. You cannot visualize this. Oh, you can put it in your three dimensions. It won't be accurate. It doesn't need to be accurate. All you have to know that it exists. You might call it Akashic accounting. One soul per crystalline object, and yet uncountable. And you would say, well, wait a minute, there's got to be billions of them. You would say that. But if it were soup, again, we say to you, how can you count the salt? How can you notate the flavor with a number? And this is the quantum state that is confusing to the human being, for you wish to individualize, separate, notate, count, and quantify. And you cannot do this with love. And yet I'm telling you, there is crystalline for each of you. One soul can have many lifetimes. Old soul, listen to this. In this planet, there is one identifying, energetic, quantum source for you, which allies you with Gaia, and this is the circle. Why do you think it is? It's a cave. Why should it be under Gaia? Why should it be within Gaia if there were not a reason? You see, the system includes the Earth. It has to. Isn't it interesting that the ancients knew all about this? The first thing an ancient does, your most distant ancestors, is to understand the Earth. Look at the indigenous who walked in this area. The first thing they did, offer the earth a gift. To this day, the indigenous all over the planet understand the system. The earth is alive. The earth is the mother. The earth provides the food, just like the mother. And the first thing you do is honor it. Give it a gift. If the earth is the mother, what about the life upon the earth? The next thing you would do if you were an indigenous is to honor that life. Perhaps it exists in the forest in the form of the wolf, of the bear, of the beaver, of the possum. All there as part of the life force of you, of Gaia, and the system that propels a spirituality that you don't know about, the reason for your being. The indigenous knew it. You think the indigenous wore the furs and the pelts of the animals for warmth? Yes and no. Many times it was for honor. They would wear it on their heads to create the honor for the forest, for the trees, for the animal it represented, giving them even names of animals, honoring the planet and the earth and the system. All of the lifetimes you've ever had are etched upon one quantum crystalline object. It's the piece of you that is the accounting piece in the cave. Now listen, it exists with all of the others, billions of them if you're counting. And we just said you can't. There is a confluence of interaction between the crystalline. This is to say that even though you want to stack them up and call them souls and put notches in them and call them pieces of crystal, they're not. They're all together. And they morph with each other. And we have never discussed this before. As you accomplish lifetimes with others, sometimes you cross the energies of what we call this confluence, and they become something else. One becomes two. Two becomes four. Families that work together in karmic interchange, especially in the old energy, actually change crystalline parts of this system, which don't even seem to be related. It is one of the most complex puzzles you've ever seen. Humans with humans. It explains synchronicity. It explains intuition. And it is allied with Gaia. Gaia knows who's here. And Gaia responds to the consciousness of you walking the planet, the personification, the embodiment of the expression of your soul in this life. The one with your face on it right now. The one who has active consciousness that can change what is going on planet Earth. That's what Gaia sees. This is what you change. We have told you, you modify the crystalline grid of the planet, which is to say, you are actually modifying and transmitting energy to the cave of creation with everything you do. Because there's a system. In your DNA, you carry your personal Akashic record. What have you done? How many times have you been here? What are the energies that you have experienced already? All souls have something that very few human beings have, and none have when they arrive for the first time. You have a record. Every single energy of every single lifetime stays there, and they don't stay there as a stack to be read by an Akashic reader. Those who read what you would call past lives are reading lives, not past lives, for it all sits on the surface, intermixed, ready to be seen and read. The most profound of all of the past lives you've ever had are at the top. There is no hierarchy. Humans see them in a row. Humans see them as one after the other. Human beings will report to a past life reader and say, "Is it going to cost more to get a past life reading if it's older?" That's funny. That's linear. Many of you right now, are awakening to one of the most profound lives you've ever had. The first one. The Lemurian one. Lemuria existed for thousands of years as the oldest, most sustained civilization on the planet. One that has no acknowledgement, no recorded history that can be found buried forever at the base of the mountain in Hawaii. And that is by design. Humanity should not be digging up those things which are part of the creation story. It would bias you. it would give you a little too much. It would be a crutch. The puzzle is this. Can you find what is buried inside you? This new energy can be seen as the portion of the onion skin which is being removed, not only from the planet, but from you. Layers are being shed so that you can now start to see that which is the Akash in you. It explains why so many of you are starting to feel things. Could it be that you really can do some of these things? And the answer is yes. How many of you are now aware of the shaman inside? How many of you are starting to acknowledge personally, privately, the old soul that's there? Some of you are starting to actually receive talents that have been buried. Some of you are becoming that which is a writer, storytellers, all the things which are creative, music, composition, art, color, design. You know it's there. Old souls, let me tell you, if you're old enough, and many of you are, you have been everything. Do you hear me? All of you, both genders, all of you have been what I will call between genders. All of you have had gender switches. Do you know what happened? When it's time for you to switch a gender, we have discussed it before. You'll have dozens and dozens and dozens of lifetimes as the same gender. You're used to it. It's comfortable. You cannot conceive of being anything else. And now it's time to change. And let me tell you, it takes approximately 3 lifetimes for you to get used to it. And in those 3 lifetimes, you will call it gender confusion. It isn't confusion at all. It's absolutely normal. And society often will see it as abnormal. And I'm sitting here telling you, you've all been through it. All of you. That's what old souls do. It's part of the system. Let me tell you about the circle. From the cave of creation, which is the Akashic record of all things, all life, all souls. Interfacing with Gaia through the crystalline grid, you walk on top of the earth with your Akashic record in your DNA. What you do, using the information you have inside you, the circle is complete. When you affect the crystalline grid by your consciousness, which then talks to the cave of creation, everything is in a circle, dear ones. It's beautiful. It's interactive. I can't explain anything more except that the higher you vibrate and the more you use that which you have known on the planet, the more it changes the planet. And inside the cave of creation, in that confluence of quantum energy with billions of souls, millions which are not even here yet, it affects them. And I'll tell you why. Because you are changing the future. You are changing the makeup of those who will arrive and what they will do and what their consciousness is. What you do today plants the seeds of peace on earth, so when they are born, they will have what you have. It is more profound than you know, and you sit in the chair. And you wonder about gas money. Do you see what I'm saying? Maybe it's time to just suspend that for a moment and say, thank you, God, that I know what I know. You go from this place, I want you to know something. You are grand beyond scope of imagination. And you should hold your head high. Oh, you don't know what you've done. What you would call sacrifice, which we call appropriateness. There are those in the room who have on purpose come to the planet for 3 months. That's it. So you could die and break your mother's heart. And you might say, well, why would I ever do a thing like that? And I'll tell you, so your mother could find God. That's why. Because she wouldn't otherwise. She had to go to that darkest place, examine herself, and out came a light worker. And that's written in the Akash. You don't think God knows that? Did you know this? That's part of the system. Oh, I'm gonna know who's here. Maybe you've been on the other side of that, Mom. Now you know. Maybe you're sitting in the chair because of it. You think we don't know who's here? This is grand. You call it sacrifice. It is not. You're here for 3 months. You go back. You're coming again. Often to the same mother. There's a system. It's beautiful. There are a lot fewer of soul records than you think because you keep coming back. How many people are on the earth? How many people have been on the earth? What does that add up to? A lot more than there is in the cave of creation, for you keep coming back. True. The earth's population increases exponentially. That means there always has to be new ones, and there are. Gaia knows who's coming. The pieces of God around this universe know who's coming. The old souls at some level know who's coming. And this, I would like to tell you in closing, is where the beauty is. Now suspend belief for a moment. I would like to take you to a place. It's beautiful. There isn't a lot of dissension. Oh, there's differences of opinion. There's not a lot of dissension. There's only a few continents on this place, surrounded by water. There hasn't been a war for 100 years. They don't always agree, but they don't kill each other anymore. Can you imagine such a place? Oh, there's unbalance because there's free choice. But you don't have countries killing each other anymore. It's not an option. It's barbaric. It's not ever, it does not occur to society to do it. I'd like to introduce you to this place, and it's called the planet Earth. It's the ones who are going to arrive in as many generations as it takes, because the seeds are being planted today for it. It will occur. You have the start of it now. Can't you see it? Not going to have another world war. You just are not. You can't. There's too much benevolence, or it may not look like it. You look at the news, you are in transition from the old energy to the renaissance of human consciousness. Could it be that you have come in also to accomplish something only dreamed of? Oh, how many generations will it take? It doesn't matter. It is slowly going in that direction. You'll see. Will there be wars? Sure. In the process of this completion, old energy will prevail in certain places, be beat back, will always try its best. That's what darkness does. Light will win. Slow it is. It has to be generational, for the children must come in fresh. It is difficult for an adult to have a renaissance of consciousness in mid-life. And who are those children going to be, old soul? You. And what you do now is planting a seed so that when you return, you will be able to water it with the beauty of the love of God and watch the plant grow called peace on earth. You are your own ancestors, and you will be in the future. I would not tell you this if it were not so, if it were not in the plan of things, if it were not foreseen years ago. When I first came in, I will tell you this, there would be no Kryon speaking to you now if it were not for what you've done. I would not have been here if you were going to destroy yourself. I would not be here if the earth was going to destroy you. Do you hear me? You have free choice to do anything you want. All of you. But you've crossed a marker where the potentials are pushing into benevolence, where human nature is starting to change, where what you want is starting to change. You don't want anymore what the other one has. You would like to go inside and pull out finally what you are. And it's about time. Take what you've learned this day in these classes and communicate differently than you have before. Know who you are. I'll say something I've never said before. Understand it. In the context it is presented, two words: leave proud. And so it is.